U.S. Senator Charles Schumer was in East Greenbush Wednesday to announce that the Environmental Protection Agency intends to set a maximum contaminant level for PFOA-PFOS chemicals. The New York Democrat spoke before a gathering at the University at Albany's Cancer Research Center in Rensselaer County, which has grappled with water contamination in communities like Hoosick Falls and Petersburg.
Once the EPA declares that this is a carcinogenic substance, establishes a maximum contaminant level, then all sorts of things are triggered in terms of finding ways to deal with this issue and making the people who did wrong pay for it.
PFOA and PFOS have been linked to illnesses like cancer and birth defects. Schumer says the EPA has been dragging its feet when it comes to setting water quality standards and says safe drinking water should be its focus above all other issues. He wants the EPA to adopt an aggressive timeline in establishing MCLs, maximum contaminant levels. Mayor Rob Allen says Hoosick Falls has been on filtered water since mid-2016. Saint-Gobain and Honeywell International share the blame for polluting the village water supply.
In terms of the average resident, we're still monitoring our health, learning more about what the exposure we had means. As a village, we are still working to get what we've spent on the situation from the companies and some form of settlements.
Allen expects DEC's alternate water study report, expected in May or June, will hold some answers the village can apply as long-term solutions in lieu of filtration.
The locality shouldn't have had all the burden here. There should have been a standard. There should have been a federal rule. EPA should have come in and gone after the companies that did this, who were denying and reluctant at the beginning. So I think, you know, the federal government, up to this moment, EPA and others are still to blame.
Allen, a father of four, says the water crisis impacts his life every day.
When I made the decision to step up to run for mayor, it was to sort of help the village that was in a very tough spot. I've had a lot of support of residents. And our goal has simply just been to move things forward so that we can get back to being beautiful Hoosick Falls instead of PFOA-contaminated Hoosick Falls.
2 years ago, Allen told the Times Union that testing showed his children had high levels of PFOA in their blood. His daughter had the highest, 112 parts per billion, which is more than 60 times the national average. In December, the New York State Drinking Water Quality Council recommended a drinking water standard of 10 parts per trillion for PFOA and PFOS. Environmental groups had wanted to see an MCL of 0.3 parts per billion.
The EPA has been a lapdog for industry, not just in PFOA, PFASs, but in everything. And the best thing we can do is get a good administrator who is not just listening to the industry. Pruitt did, he's gone. Wheeler's not much better.
You can read the letter Schumer sent to EPA Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler calling for immediate action at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.